Hare Krishna. Welcome to the third shloka of the Damodar Ashtakam. Please get your books ready so that you can chant it along with us. Through his childhood pastimes, Krishna immerses his own people in pools of ecstasy and so reveals to devotees who worship him in majesty that his heart can only be conquered by devotion, steeped in spontaneous love. I praise that Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. Jai Srila Prabhupada. In this wonderful verse, there are a few, let us say, elements which are very enthusing and inspiring for devotees. It is said here that the Lord throws his devotees in Ananda Kunde, a kund like the Radha Kund or Govinda Kund or Syam Kund or Krishna Kund. It's like a little lake. It has deep water. So there are many types of these ponds or kunds. But Krishna throws his devotees into pools of ecstasy, lakes of ecstasy, kundas of ecstasy, by his childhood pastimes. Shukadev Goswami describes a little bit some of these pastimes so that we can get an idea what Krishna does and how the devotees who see these pastimes react to his pastimes. In the 11th chapter of the Bhagavatam, there is a very nice description. It says, the gopis say to Krishna, "If you dance, my dear Krishna, then I shall give you half a sweetmeat." By saying these words or by clapping their hands, all the gopis encouraged Krishna in different ways. At such times, although he was the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, he would smile and dance according to their desire, as if he were a wooden doll in their hands. Sometimes he would sing very loudly at their bidding. In this way, Krishna came completely under the control of the gopis. When I was preaching in the island of Tenerife, there was a free time and devotees took me to a delphine show, and I could see a little bit of that. There was a dolphin who would always jump very high out of the water, and then he would be rewarded with some food. Oh, this is also done to dancing dogs. But this is not a very nice example. I just wanted to say, in this world we see this, that with some reward, someone is made to dance. And this always gives great joy to those who look at this or who see it. Now Krishna, who was described in the first verse as the Supreme Lord of all that is, would sometimes respond to the devotees who would tell him, if you dance, we give you a sandesh. And then they started to clap. And Krishna became like a wooden doll in their hands. That is the appropriate example Shukadev Goswami uses here. A wooden dancing doll in their hands. And they were totally amazed. There's another verse which describes Mother Yashoda and the elderly ladies who would sometimes tell Krishna, bring this article or bring that article. And then Krishna would bring a wooden plank, wooden shoes, or a wooden measuring pot for putting grains. And Krishna would try to bring it. And sometimes when he was not able to lift them, Krishna would just do something very sweet. He would go there as if he wanted to lift them. He would touch the items with his hands and just stand there. To show that he couldn't lift them, he would then strike his body with his hands in a helpless gesture, showing that really, I look at my arms, I actually have sufficient strength to lift this. And all the devotees, especially the ladies, would just cover their eyes, their mouths with their hands, and just laugh and laugh and laugh. He can't lift it, but he still doesn't want to give up, and strikes his body and says, I'm very strong. I have sufficient strength, actually. So there were different of these childhood pastimes where Krishna wanted to give pleasure to his devotees, and where Krishna would drown them into pools of ecstasy. And with this, he had a special intention in his mind. Akhyapayantam means he makes known something. He proclaims something to the world. And that is, see, I am controlled by love. But the interesting question which I would like to arise here is, to whom did Krishna want to proclaim this? Who was his audience? Were his audience the Vaishnavas, the devotees who already worshipped him? In this particular verse, Satyavrata Muni says no, he had a different audience in mind. The audience were Tadiya Ishita Gyeshu, those who were knowing of his majesty only, not of his sweetness. To pure devotees, however, who are different, that is what Shukadev says, throughout the world, wherever they are, and who could understand his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead increased the pleasures by the childhood activities. Only the worshippers of those who think the Lord is only, is only the Lord who sits majestically on the throne, can be that he is subdued by love. I became aware of this in a beautiful meeting with such a pure devotee, a meeting which I will never be able to forget for the rest of my life. One of my friends in Vrindavan had brought me to a place in Braj where one Sampradaya takes care of the forests with the intention to keep them like they were at the times of Krishna. And they have a lot of cows there. And it is a place where devotees also can be found who do bhajan. And we went to such a place and we visited a very old man. He was sitting covered with a lot of blankets in the morning sun of Braj to warm himself up. And we carefully went to him. My friend knew him already and said, oh, can you please tell us something about Krishna? When you meet great devotees, this is the question to discuss. Please tell me something about Krishna. And this old man thought for a moment, and then he told us a pastime where Krishna one morning went out with his cowherd boy friends, and he was they were playing something, and the winner had to carry the loser on the back. But when it came to Krishna, who was defeated in this game, to carry the cowherd boy friends, he said no. They said, oh, on what strengths do you think you don't have to carry us? And Krishna answered, I am the prince of Braj. So the cowherd boys began to laugh. Oh Gopal, just because your father has a few more cows than we, do you think that entitles you to not abide by the rules of our game? You have to carry us. If you break the rules, we won't play with you any longer. I still remember when the old sadhu came to this part of his narration, he began to cry because he identified with the misery of which Krishna felt when his friends threatened to not play with him. If a little boy is threatened like this to be excluded from the game, he is in abject misery. Krishna felt very miserable, and then he said something which he never would say to them in any other circumstance. He said, I don't have to abide by the rules of this game because I'm God. At this, the cowherd boys laughed so much because they thought, Gopa, can you please give us some proof? And Gopal must have mentioned the Govardhan Leela, but his cowherd boyfriend said, no, you lifted the mountain because of Madhu Mangal's Brahminical strengths. It was him who chanted mantras, and we supported you with our sticks. Don't now claim everything on your own. So Krishna could see he couldn't get through with ordinary arguments. But then he said, okay, close your eyes, I show you. The little boys closed their eyes, and when they opened their eyes again, they were transported out of Vrindavan into Vaikuntha. There was a big hall with ornamented walls, and on the throne in front of them did not sit their Gopal, but Lord Narayan, who was worshipped by his assistants, and for whom sages chanted the choicest of mantras. So the cowherd boyfriends were terrified. They called out helplessly, "Gopal, Gopal, hey Gopal!" But they were stopped. They were stopped by the servants of Lord Narayan, who said, "Don't call the Lord in such informal ways. Use hymns, stotras, Vedic praises, but not 'Hey Gopal, Gopal.'" When Krishna, who had taken the form of Narayan, saw the misery of his friends, he again told them, "Close your eyes." And as they closed obediently their eyes, Krishna transported them back to the tree under which they would meet in Bandiravan, where they would play. It's a big tree which has branches which lead over the Jamuna, in which the devotees, with the cowherd boys, would sometimes use to dance on. So the cowherd boys looked at Krishna and said, "Okay, Gopal, this time you don't need to carry us, but next time you need to abide by the rules of the game." So this is another Leela. There are many, 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 where Aishwarya is defeated by Madhurya, or where the opulent aspect is defeated by the sweetness. For us as devotees here in this world, who are not yet Brajabasis, who are not yet belonging to this group which Satyavrata Muni calls his own people, Swagosham, his own family, and the other residents of Gokula. It means that we keep this aspect in our highly above our head, and we join the author in his practice, which he reveals at the end of the shloka. One day, he says, "I praise." Vandanam can praise, it can also mean prayer. I always like the Sharanagati prayers very much, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur does pray for this exalted situation of coming into Goloka and being protected by Lord Krishna. I'm not sure if I can find it so fast for you, but I can tell you what I remember. He says, "I pray for that opportunity that my Lord, you will take care of me and protect me, just like you protected your cows and your own people. I'm here in this world of misery and need to be protected by you." By this type of prayer, which is offered in the mood of Sharanagati or surrender, we can approach these subjects. Sharanagati doesn't mean that, oh, maybe Krishna is capable to protect me, but maybe not. Maybe I should make my own arrangements. Sharanagati means to actually take shelter like a totally helpless person at Krishna's lotus feet. And he will never, never reject such a soul. See, you may not be able yet be a family member of Krishna or a resident of the Vrindavan village, but you are a devotee in this world, and you can all approach the Lord by absolute surrender or by Sharanagati, and in this way you also come into the group which the Lord will call his own people. But those who are not yet ready for this, who want to make their independent plan for their own protection and welfare outside of the Lord's protection, they are not yet completely the Lord's own people. They are mixed devotees, and sometimes they are on the side of safety, on the side of Krishna. Sometimes they are not yet. But even these mixed devotees who just hear these beautiful prayers about these beautiful concepts which are expressed here through this eternally perfect prayer, can become impressed. Krishna does this, these pastimes, to show these devotees, Tadiya Ishita Gyeshu, those who only know him not yet in such an intimate way, but as the Lord of, Master of this world, huh? He shows them, listen there and see, there is an area where I invite you to. This area is, you can come into this area if you follow the moods and the example of these fully surrendered and Vaishnavas in Vrindavan Dham. So the entering this school of surrender is really the guarantee to take a path which ultimately leads to the banks of the Jamuna, to the Govardhan Hill, and into Swagosham, his own family and the other residents of Goloka. Shri Damodar, Radha Damodar ki jai, Shri Yashoda Damodar ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.